The following content belongs to the official Washington State Driver License Guide. The audio version has been produced by Mujer al Volante. All rights to this recording are reserved. Unauthorized distribution, reproduction, plagiarism, or sale is strictly prohibited. Mujer al Volante, Superación Constante presents Washington State Driver Guide. Table of Contents. Washington State Driver Guide. 1. Introduction. 2. Contents. 3. Equity for all customers. 3. Contact information. 3. Chapter 1. License. 4. 1.0. Deciding to drive. 5. 1.1. Assigned WA number. WDL number. 5. 1.2. License Express. 5. 1.3. Licensing and Vehicle Offices. 5. 1.4. Washington State Residents. 6. 1.5. New Residents. 6. New Residents 18 plus years old. 6. New Residents 16 to 17 years old. 6. Your Identity. 7. DOL To Go Services. 7. Help for the unhoused. 7. 1.6. Identification and driver licenses. 8. Standard driver license and ID. 8. Enhanced driver license and ID. 8. 1.7. Real ID. 8. 1.8. Getting a personal driver license. 9. Instruction permit. 9. Getting your personal driver license, ages 16 to 17. 9. Getting your personal driver license, ages 18 plus. 11. Intermediate driver license. 12. Agricultural permits. 13. Early warning letters. 13. 1.9. Health. 13. Vision screenings. 14. Organ donor. 14. Medical designations. 14. 1.10. Endorsements. 14. 1.11. Older drivers. 15. 1.12. Personal driver license exams. 15. 2 exams. 15. Taking the exams. 16. 1.13. Driver training education. 16. Over 18. 16. 1.14 for guardians of new drivers. 17. 1.15 maintaining your license. 17. Replacing your driver license. 17. Renewing your driver license. 17. Expired license. 17. Losing your driving privileges. 18. Alcohol, drugs, and firearms violations. 18. Driving under the influence, DUI. 19. Open container law. 20. 1.16. Additional services. 21. Change of address or name. 21. Voter registration. 21. Selective service registration. 21. Twin registry. 21. Chapter 2. Vehicles. 21. 2.0. Vehicle services. 22. Certificate of ownership. Title. 22. Registration. 22. Vehicle address. 23. 2.1. Report of sale. 23. Individual to individual. 23. Dealership to individual. 23. 2.2. Vehicle license plates. 23. 2.3. Insurance required. 23. 2.4. Know your vehicle. 24. Functions. 24. Adjustments. 24. Vehicle safety technology. 24. 2.5. Vehicle maintenance. 27. Tires, 27. Glass surfaces, 27. Headlights, 27. Brake lights. 28. Turn signals. 28. Hand signals. 29. Hazard warning lights. 29. Driver's seat. 29. 2.6. Occupant protection. 30. Seatbelts and occupant protection. 30. Child seats. 31. Airbags. 32. 2.7. Steering. 32. Hand-to-hand steering. Pull, push. 32. Hand-over-hand steering. 33. One-hand steering. 33. 2.8. Braking. 33. Braking pressure. 34. Anti-lock braking systems. 34. 2.9. Accelerating. 34. 2.10. Balanced weight. 35. Pitch. 35. Roll. 35. Yaw. 35. 2.11. Vehicle reference points. 36. 2.12. Your blind zones. 36. 2.13. Other vehicles' blind zones. 37. Observational scans. 37. 2.13. Before you go. 38. Chapter 3. Drivers. 38. 3.0. You behind the wheel. 39. Health. 39. Physical health. 40. Vision. 40. Seeing at night. 40. Hearing. 41. 3.1. Impaired driving. 41. Alcohol and driving. 42. Cannabis and driving. 43. Medications and driving. 43. Polydrug use and driving. 44. Fatigue and drowsy driving. 45. Mental health. 46. Aggressive driving. 46. Racing and street demonstrations. 47. Road rage. 47. If you are experiencing road rage. 48. If you are the victim of road rage. 48. Reporting road rage. 48. 3.2. Informed decisions on the road. 49. Why informed decisions matter. 49. Make good decisions. 50. 3.3. Problem solving on the road. 51. 3.4. Avoiding distracted driving. 52. Washington's distracted driving laws. 53. 3.5. Smart drivers. 53. Pay attention. 54. Visually search and scan. 54. 3.6. Respect and responsibility. 55. Traffic advisories. 56. Litter. 56. The environment. 57. Self-evaluation. 57. Chapter 4. Roads. 58. 4.0. Awareness and cooperation. 59. 4.1. Sharing with people. 59. 4.2. Sharing with school bosses. 60. When you are in front of the bus. 61. 4.3. Sharing with transit buses. 61. 4.4. Sharing with large vehicles. 61. Snow plows. 62. 4.5. Sharing with motorcycles. 62. Following. 63. Lanes. 63. Turning. 63. Road surface. 63. Lights. 64. 4.6. Sharing with bicyclists. 64. General guidance. 64. Passing a bicyclist. 65. Bike lanes. 65. 4.7. Sharing the road with trains. 65. Important safety reminders. 66. When to call for help. 66. Light Rail. 67. 4.8. Sharing with agricultural vehicles. 67. 4.9. Sharing with emergency vehicles. 67. 4.10. Traffic laws. 68. General driving guidance. 68. Traffic control devices. 69. Broken lights or signals. 69. 4.11. Traffic light signals. 69. Freeway ramp meters. 71. 4.12. Signs. 71. Common signs. 71. Work zone signs. 74. Service signs. 74. Recreation signs. 74. Destination signs. 74. Other traffic signs. 75. 4.13. Common intersections. 76. 4.14. Turning. 78. U-turns. 78. 4.15. Other intersections. 79. Traffic calming circles. 80. Roundabouts. 80. Diverging diamonds. 81. Uncontrolled intersection. 82. 4.16. Road markings. 82. Lanes. 83. HOV/carpool. 84. Reversible lanes. 85. Reserved lanes. 85. Toll lanes. 85. Other road markings. 86. 4.17. Zones. 87. School zone. 87. Work zone. 87. Emergency zone. 88. 4.18. Parking. 89. General parking rules. 89. Perpendicular and angled parking. 91. Parallel parking. 91. Parking on a hill. 92. Reserved disabled parking. 93. Electric vehicle charging station parking. 93. 4.91. Transporting. 93. Towing. 94. Secure your load. 94. Animals. 94. 4.20. Maritime. 95. Ferries. 95. Beaches. 95. Chapter 5. Hazards. 96. 5.0. Dangers of driving. 97. Risk awareness. 97. Hazard perception. 98. Situational awareness. 99. Hazard management. 99. 5.1. Speed. 99. Excessive speeds. 100. Speed limits. 100. Adjusting speed for conditions. 101. 5.2. Space. 101. 5.3. Merging. 102. Zipper merging. 102. 5.4. Time. 102. Count seconds. 103. Turning in front of approaching vehicles. 103. 5.5. Focus. 104. Attention. 104. Field of vision. 105. Path of travel. 105. Line of sight. 105. Information gathering. 106. 5.6. Road and driving conditions. 106. Night driving. 106. Curves. 107. Slippery roads. 109. Skidding. 110. Hydroplaning. 110. 5.7. Vehicle failures. 111. Tires. 112. Power. 112. Headlight. 112. Accelerator. 112. 5.8. Communicating risk. 113. 5.9. Collisions. 113. Crashing a vehicle. 113. Reporting a crash. 114. Reporting an injury, 114. Calling 911, 115. Encountering power lines, 116. Witnessing a crash, 116. Emergency kit, 117. 5.10, law enforcement, 117. Getting pulled over, 117. Getting a ticket, 119. Conclusion, 119. Glossary, 120. Accessibility and accommodations, 126. Disclaimer, 126. Introduction. We are Washington. This guide reflects shared Washingtonian values. We take care of ourselves and others by following the rules of the road. We look out for vulnerable road users. We are attentive, intentional, and level-headed behind the wheel. We want everyone to get where they're going safely. Contents. The Washington State Department of Licensing, DOL, produces the official Washington State Driver Guide. This guide refers to many Washington laws and provides safety advice that might not be in the laws. All information is as accurate as possible at the time of publication. However, the guide might not reflect the most recent changes made by the Washington legislature. You can find the most current version of this guide on the DOL website, dol.wa.gov. Equity for all customers. The Department of Licensing, DOL, is committed to building a culture of belonging through our values: diversity, equity, inclusion, trust, and respect. Wherever possible, we provide equitable access and eliminate barriers for our customers. We provide reasonable accommodations upon request to those customers who need them to access our facilities and services. We offer language services to customers whose primary language is not English. DOL is dedicated to pro-equity, anti-racism, PAIR. The agency has a robust and active PAIR team of community partners, employees, and leaders collaborating to create a service environment responsive to community input. For more information about accommodations and accessibility, please see the final page of the guide. Contact information. Website, dol.wa.gov. Driver Licensing Customer Service, 360-902-3900. Vehicle Licensing Customer Service, 360-902-3770. Facebook.com/WashingtonDOL. Instagram.com/WA_licensing. LinkedIn.com/company/Washington-State-Department-of-Licensing. Threads.net/@WA_licensing. X.com/WA_DOL. YouTube.com/WA licensing. Chapter 1. License. 1.0. Deciding to drive. Becoming a driver is both a privilege and a responsibility. It's something that will stay with you for most of your life. Take time to develop your driving knowledge and skills. They will help you form healthy habits and set a foundation for a lifetime of driving. 1.1. Assigned WA number, WDL number. All Washington licenses, permits, and ID cards have an assigned Washington number. This number is specific to you. It often starts with the letters WDL. 1.2. License Express. If you do not have a WDL number, you can get one at a driver licensing office or by creating a new customer account on License Express. License Express is the secure website where you can access many of DOL's services. The License Express link can be found on the dol.wa.gov homepage. Sign up with a username and password that is easy for you to remember. New drivers need to set up their own account. You can't get services for yourself by using someone else's account. The account must belong to you. In License Express, you can make an appointment at a driver licensing office, pre-apply for an instruction permit, schedule your driving skills exam, renew your driver license, manage your vehicle tabs, update your address. If you don't remember your WDL number or have questions about your License Express account, call DOL Driver Licensing Customer Service at 360-902-3900. 1.3. Licensing and Vehicle Offices. Staff at driver licensing offices can help you get your driver license or ID card. Visit a vehicle licensing office for help related to vehicle licensing and registration. Be sure to contact the appropriate office for the service you need. 1.4. Washington State Residents. You are a Washington resident if any of the following are true. You maintain a residence in Washington for personal use. You are registered to vote in Washington. You use a Washington address for federal or state taxes. You receive benefits under one of Washington's public assistance programs. You are attending school in this state and paying tuition as a Washington resident, or are a custodial parent with a child attending a public school in this state. You live in a motorhome or vessel not permanently attached to any property, previously lived in Washington, and don't have a permanent residence in any other state. 1.5. New residents. New residents 18 plus years old. New residents that are licensed in another state have 30 days to obtain a Washington State driver license. If your out-of-state license is expired, you'll need to pass both the driving knowledge exam and driving skills exam before getting a Washington license. Some licenses can transfer without you having to retake the exams. Search driver training and testing on dol.wa.gov for exam information that relates to your specific situation. New residents, 16 to 17 years old. If you're under 18 and have your license from another state, you'll need to apply for a Washington Intermediate Driver License. The DOL will need to approve your out-of-state driver education and verify you had your instruction permit for at least 6 months. If you have questions about transferring your driver training coursework to Washington, please email the Driver Training School Program at tse@dol.wa.gov. Your identity. To get an instruction permit, driver license, or identification card, you'll need to provide documentation that proves your identity. Search Identification Requirements Brochure on dol.wa.gov to see what documents you need. Bring original copies of all necessary documents with you to the driver licensing office. DOL To Go Services. First-time Washington driver license or ID card, including enhanced. Out-of-state transfers. Driver license, permit, or ID card renewals. Driver record. Reinstatement letters. Document review for proof of identity. Help for the unhoused. If you are experiencing homelessness, you're eligible for a no-cost ID or a reduced fee ID. People receiving public assistance might also be eligible for an ID card at a reduced cost. To get help, contact your local Department of Social and Health Service, DSHS, Community Services Office. Go to dshs.wa.gov and use the office locator to find local services. 1.6. Identification and Driver Licenses. Standard driver license and ID. Suitable for identification, operating a motor vehicle, driver license only. Not suitable for domestic air travel, international air travel, international border crossing by land or sea, access to federal facilities. Standard licenses and IDs do not meet Real ID standards. Enhanced driver license and ID. Suitable for identification, operating a motor vehicle, driver license only. Domestic air travel. International border crossing by land or sea. Access to federal facilities. Not suitable for international air travel. Enhanced licenses and IDs meet Real ID standards. 1.7. Real ID. Real ID is a law, not an actual piece of ID. Eventually, you'll need an enhanced driver license or ID to meet the requirements of Real ID law. Real ID will be required for airport security checkpoints, U.S. border crossings, and to access secure federal buildings. Standard driver licenses will no longer be an acceptable form of identification for these places. Visit realidwa.com to view informational videos, take a quiz to determine which ID you need, and learn more about Real ID. 1.8. Getting a personal driver license. Instruction permit. Before applying for an instruction permit, you need to have a WDL number. If you are enrolling in a driver training course, you can apply for your permit as early as 15 years old. Apply at a driver licensing office or online 1 to 10 days before your course starts. Be prepared to give your WDL number to your driving school for record keeping. If you are not enrolling in a driver training course, you can take the knowledge exam after you turn 15 and a half. Once you pass, you'll get your permit. However, you need to wait until you're 18 to take the skills exam and get your license. Your permit is valid for 1 year, can be renewed for a fee. Your knowledge exam score is only valid for 2 years. If you wait too long to take your skills exam, you may have to take the knowledge exam again. There are a variety of IDs, licenses, and endorsements for Washington residents. Getting your personal driver license, ages 16 to 17. To get your first driver license, you must have your instruction permit for at least 6 months. Be at least 16 years old and a Washington resident. Complete a traffic safety course at an approved driver training school. Ensure a traffic safety course completed in another state meets Washington's minimum requirement, 30 hours of classroom and 6 hours of behind-the-wheel instruction. Pass both the driving knowledge exam and driving skills exam. Complete at least 40 hours of day driving and 10 hours of night driving with a licensed driver who has 3 or more years of experience. Parents, guardians, or responsible adults must attest to this. Be without any traffic violations or convictions for 6 months prior to applying for the license. Have no alcohol or drug offenses while driving with your instruction permit. Decide if you'd like to register as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. To get your license in person, you'll need to make an appointment at a driver licensing office. You can do this through License Express or by calling DOL Licensing Customer Service at 360-902-3900. Bring your parent or guardian with you to the licensing office to sign the parental authorization form. This form gives you permission to apply, certifies you have at least 50 hours of driving experience, and confirms you haven't had any traffic infractions or violations in the last 6 months. Your parent or guardian must show proof of identity and their relationship to you. If your last names are different, bring documents that show your relationship. Wait for your driver training school to enter your course completion and exam scores. Your driver training school has 24 hours to enter your scores in the system once you've passed each exam. If your driver training school has permanently closed and you need assistance, email the driver training school program at tse@dol.wa.gov. Provide your social security number or sign a declaration if you don't have one. Show proof of identity. Pass a vision screening. Have your photo taken. Pay any licensing fees. Before leaving the office, you'll receive a temporary license that is good for 45 days. Your official license will be mailed to you. To get your license online, you'll need to have a Washington photo instruction permit. Get permission from your parent or guardian. Ensure your driver training school has entered your course completion and exam scores. Pay any licensing fees. Print the receipt. This is your temporary license. It won't include your photo, so it's not valid for identification. Your official license will have the same photo as your instruction permit or Washington ID card. Getting your personal driver license, ages 18 plus. If you are 18 or over, you have four options for getting your first Washington driver license. You can 1. Transfer your license from another state. 2. Pass the knowledge and skills exams. 3. Pass the knowledge exam, get a permit, practice driving with a licensed driver who has 5 or more years of experience, and then pass the skills exam. 4. Get an exam waiver to get your permit. Take a driver training course, then pass the knowledge and skills exams after you complete the course. Intermediate driver license. Washington teens ages 16 and 17 move through two restrictive phases of licensing before being granted an unrestricted driver license. 1. The instruction permit, and 2. The intermediate driver license. Driving with an intermediate driver license means you have to follow the laws below. From issue date to 6 months. No passengers under age 20 except immediate family members. No driving between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. unless accompanied by a parent, guardian, or licensed driver at least age 25. From 6 months to age 18 or 1 year, whichever comes first. No more than 3 passengers under age 20, except immediate family members. Nighttime restrictions expire after 1 year of safe driving. Intermediate license laws also restrict the use of cell phones and wireless communication devices while you're driving. Even with hands-free technology, you can only use your phone to report an emergency. The penalties for traffic violations and at-fault collisions are listed below. First violation. Current restrictions apply until you're 18. Second violation. License is suspended for 6 months or until you turn 18, whichever comes first. Third violation. License is suspended until you're 18. Exceptions. Agricultural purposes. Intermediate driver license holders may drive at any hour with passengers for agricultural purposes. 1 year of safe driving. Intermediate driver license holders may drive at any hour with passengers if they haven't been involved in a crash or committed a traffic offense. You don't need to get a new license when you turn 18. Intermediate driver license restrictions are automatically lifted. You can wait until you renew your license to get an updated physical copy of your driver license. Agricultural permits. Agricultural permits allow drivers under 18 years old to drive within a specific area for farm work. There's no minimum age requirement for a juvenile agricultural permit. An agricultural permit isn't a substitution for an instruction permit. You still have to get an instruction permit and meet all driving practice requirements before you can get your first driver license. An agricultural permit doesn't waive the requirements for getting your first Washington driver license. Early warning letters. The DOL sends letters to all drivers ages 18 to 21 who received their first moving violation. A driver's chances of crashing doubles after receiving their first violation. Parents and guardians of intermediate driver license holders receive similar letters after violations or crashes. The goal of the letter is to help young drivers realize the risks associated with continued violations and reduce repeat offenses. 1.9. Health. Vision screenings. DOL will check your vision before issuing your license. If you use corrective glasses or contact lenses, this will be recorded on your license. remember to always wear your glasses or contacts while driving. Have your eyes checked regularly by an eye doctor. Organ donor. When you get your license, you'll be asked if you want to become an organ donor. If you choose to, the donor heart symbol will appear on your license and your information will be given to the donor registry. Contact Life Center Northwest at lcnw.org or visit the registry website donatelifetoday.com for more information. Medical designations. You have the option to add or remove disability and medical designations on your driver license or ID card. In an emergency, these designations give first responders information about how you communicate or inform them you have conditions that could impact a health emergency. You can add one or more of the designations below to your record. Developmental disability, deaf or hard of hearing, medical alert. 1.10, endorsements. To drive motorcycles or commercial motor vehicles, you need to get an additional endorsement added to your personal driver license. More information can be found by searching endorsement at dol.wa.gov and scrolling to the type you want. 1.11, older drivers. Decisions about your driving ability shouldn't be based on age alone. However, changes in vision, physical fitness, and reflexes could cause safety concerns. By accurately assessing age-related changes, you can change your driving habits to remain safe on the road or choose other kinds of transportation. If you've noticed changes in your vision, physical fitness, attention, or ability to quickly react to sudden changes, it's important to understand how these changes might be affecting your ability to drive safely. Driving Safely While Aging Gracefully is a resource developed by the USAA Educational Foundation, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and AARP. It can help you recognize warning signs and provide useful tips on what you can do to remain a safe driver. To download the guide, go to nhtsa.gov and search Driving Safely in the search bar at the top of the homepage. 1.12, personal driver license exams. Two exams. Before you can be a licensed driver, you have to pass two exams. The Driving Knowledge Exam. The Driving Knowledge Exam assesses your understanding of Washington's rules of the road. You must first pass the knowledge exam before you can take the driving skills exam. After you pass the knowledge exam, you have 2 years to complete the skills exam. The driving skills exam. The driving skills exam assesses your ability to apply Washington's rules of the road. You and the examiner are the only people allowed in the vehicle during the exam. We make exceptions for service animals and sign language interpreters. A legally licensed and registered vehicle must be used for the driving exam. The vehicle needs to have proof of current liability insurance, showing the policyholder's name or the vehicle's description, and be in safe operating condition. Brake lights, signal lights, and seat belts must work. Your examiner will verify all requirements before the exam begins. Taking the exams. There are two ways you can take your driver license exams. Find a driver training school exam location by searching approved driver training school at dol.wa.gov. Schedule an appointment at a driver licensing office in License Express. 1.13, driver training education. Driver training schools approved to offer courses for new drivers under 18 will have classroom instruction and behind-the-wheel training from a licensed instructor. School options include private driver training schools and select school districts. A map of approved schools and their services can be found by searching driver training school at dol.wa.gov. Over 18. Drivers over 18 who haven't completed a driver training course face an increased crash risk. To address this, Some driver training schools also offer adult traffic safety courses for new drivers over the age of 18. You can take these classes as a novice driver, as someone new to the United States, or as a refresher. Proper training and skill review is good for any age. 1.14, for guardians of new drivers. Experienced driving mentors can be a great resource for new drivers. Modeling safe driving behaviors and clear communication are two ways mentors can get involved in a young driver's learning. Driver training courses for students under age 18 are required to offer a parent orientation class. Attending these sessions will familiarize mentors with the program and further explain the 40 hours of daylight and 10 hours of night driving requirement. Additional resources can be found by searching Teen Safe Driving Agreement at dol.wa.gov. 1.15. Maintaining your license. Replacing your driver license. If your license is lost, stolen, destroyed, or illegible, you can apply for a replacement online at dol.wa.gov. You can also request a duplicate in person at any driver licensing office. Renewing your driver license. Your expiration date can be found near the bottom of your license. You can renew your license up to 1 year before it expires. Renew online through License Express or at a driver licensing office. Expired license. If you renew your license after it has expired, you might need to pay an additional fee. If your license is 8 or more years expired, you'll need to retake the skills and knowledge test. Losing your driving privileges. Driving is a big responsibility. You should drive safely at all times. Drivers can lose driving privileges for several reasons, include the ones listed below. Violating intermediate license restrictions. Being a minor in possession of alcohol, drugs, or firearms. Having an accumulation of moving violations. Driving with a suspended or revoked license. Running from law enforcement. Driving under the influence. Racing or driving recklessly. Putting a construction or emergency worker in danger. Accumulating unresolved traffic citations. Committing vehicular assault, vehicular homicide, or hit and run. Committing a felony involving a motor vehicle. Driving without insurance. Failing a competency evaluation. For more information, search license suspensions at dol.wa.gov. Alcohol, drugs, and firearms violations. Minors who receive an alcohol, drug, or firearm offense run the risk of delaying their license until they are 17. When you are eligible to get your driver license back, you must take the driving knowledge and skills exams, even if you've already taken them. You'll also need to pay a reissue fee in addition to the usual testing and licensing fees. If you're under 18 years old, you'll also need to have the consent of a parent or guardian. Driving under the influence, DUI. In Washington, it is illegal to drive under the influence of alcohol or drugs. RCW 46.61.502. Driving under the influence has life-threatening and legal consequences. DUI also applies to being in control of a vehicle, even if it's parked. RCW 46.61.503. If you have the ability to take control of a vehicle's engine or operation, you are considered in physical control of the vehicle. Under the Implied Consent Law, RCW 46.20.308, everyone who drives in Washington agrees to be tested if an officer suspects they are under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Blood Alcohol Concentration, BAC. A BAC test measures how much alcohol is in your system. For drivers age 21 and older, having a BAC of 0.08% or higher is considered a DUI and can result in legal consequences. Drivers under age 21 have the same potential consequences for having a BAC of 0.02%. Tetrahydrocannabinol, THC cannabis concentration. A THC test measures how much THC is in your system. For drivers age 21 and older, having more than 5 nanograms of active THC per milliliter of blood in their system is considered a DUI and can result in legal consequences. Drivers under age 21 have the same potential consequences for anything more than 0 nanograms of active THC per milliliter of blood in their system. If you refuse to be tested, you could lose your driving privilege for 90 to 730 days or until you reach age 21, whichever is longer. The length of time of your suspension depends on many factors, including how many violations you've committed. Adults, 21 and over. BAC of 0.08% or more. THC of 5.00 ng or more. Minors, under 21. BAC of 0.02% or more. THC above 0.00 ng. Even experienced drivers cannot drive safely after drinking alcohol and/or using drugs. Save lives by making the choice to never drive under the influence. Alcohol and drug-related offenses appear on your driving record for life. If you are arrested for driving under the influence, the penalties are severe. Loss of license, heavy fines, criminal penalties, jail, and higher insurance rates. Convictions can also include a combination of the following: driving privileges suspended for 90 days to 4 years, probationary license, ignition interlock device to drive vehicle, required proof of financial responsibility, alcohol assessment and treatment report, reapply for license, retake knowledge and skills tests, and pay the reissue fee. Open container law. Under the open container law, it is a traffic infraction if any person in a vehicle on the road drinks alcohol or consumes cannabis, possesses alcohol containers or cannabis products that have been open, have a broken seal, or are partially consumed, hides alcohol or cannabis in unlabeled or mislabeled containers. Open alcohol and cannabis products can only be transported in a trunk or truck bed. Alcohol or cannabis containers cannot be kept in storage compartments accessible to the driver. 1.16. Additional services. Change of address or name. If your address changes, update your information in License Express within 10 days of the change. Name changes must be made in a driver licensing office. Voter registration. You can register to vote on the Secretary of State website, sos.wa.gov, or you can register at any driver licensing office. Residents who are 16 and 17 years old can opt to pre-register to vote when applying for a driver license or ID card. Selective Service Registration. You can register with the United States Selective Service System when applying for a license or ID card. There is more information available on the Washington State Office of the Attorney General website, atg.wa.gov. Twin Registry. When you apply for your license, you'll be asked if you're a twin. The Washington State Twin Registry is for twins interested in participating in research studies. Universities might contact people who identify as a twin with the Department of Licensing. If you have questions, please visit wstwinregistry.org.